98.1 KZE. Josiah Longo is on the line with me today from the Slambovian Circus of Dreams, currently in the midst of the annual Very Slambovian Christmas run of shows. Is that right?
Yes, we are, MK. We are.
Yeah.
Six of them this year.
That's is that an unusually high number, or is that usually about how many you have?
Well, it jumps. It's around that number. It hovers around that number. So
yeah.
It's been, but these are a little bit more consecutive than they usually are. So we're doing like two a weekend, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun, honestly.
Yeah. Well, you're bringing it to my favorite venue, the Town Crier in Beacon, on Saturday, and I'm sure they're delighted to have you back. So what's new with the Slambovian Christmas this year?
Well, we always try to put new songs in. That's Tink's doing. We've got original stuff that I write. And we do the old classics, even stuff that you remember when you were a little kid. We get everybody to sing the little kid versions of things. And it kind of, it taps the old spirit of Christmas and the newer stuff. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. When you say the little kid version, so you've got the crowd doing like Rudolph with the talk back parts?
Yeah, I think what we do is, it's like some of those songs like Silver Bells or something like that, something that's in the DNA. Oftentimes as we become grown-ups, we start to hate those things, hearing them so much. But when you sing them together in mass like that, it's a very psychedelic experience, I feel,
Absolutely. I'm one of those people who actually likes Christmas music. I enjoy it. I like hearing it every year.
Good.
And in every other aspect of my life, I'm pretty much, a cynical jerk like everybody else. But for some reason, I am still won over by the magic of Christmas music. So thank you for bringing that to people.
Yeah, good for you, MK. I feel it's like, in the world that we're living in, when things are so crazy, and you realize so much is just, everything is scripted, right? Everything in our life is mythology. Whatever clubs we belong to or whatever countries we're from, it's all mythological based. And I think Christmas is one of the more positive things. I grew up in a rough neighborhood, but everybody got along, and then, around Christmas time. I think we're trained from the time we're kids, we want to be on the good list and get some presents. So that selfish motivation even programs us towards that. The craziest people were well behaved in my neighborhood around Christmas time. And they'd all chip in to light up the town. I lived in row houses, so there were always these time tunnels that existed of where people put, streetlights between all the bays of their houses, all the way up and down the street. And, it's something that really allows magic back in again. And that thing, too, like you were saying, it's like our whole purpose of doing these shows is like a warm-up for us for when our kids come home for Christmas. And we say that to the audience, too. Like, if you don't feel like singing, you're probably the one who needs to sing. So let's get ourselves warmed up, get our muscles warmed up so we can take care of people over the holidays. And it's been, this year's been amazing, honestly. It's been very, almost like tearful, some of these shows,
Yeah, so you're feeling that kind of emotional release from the audience.
Yeah, very much. Everybody's saying, man, I'm there, So that's really pretty, a massive amount of people come up and say, I'm there, And you can tell they're the cynics, some of the people that say it. They really, we see that tear, it brings the tears to their eyes, too, even when they're singing these songs. It's very cool, we love doing, we love playing. It's been a day job for years, but the Christmas shows are really very special. Again, everybody needs it right now,
Absolutely. We all desperately need a unifying experience. And Christmas, I grew up in a pretty non-religious household, but of course we still love Christmas. And I think you can get into the Christmas spirit, whatever your actual denomination is, or the holiday spirit, whatever you want to call it. But you're right. There is like an actual kind of human magic around this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really like, Santa Claus was created by the Jews that came from Ukraine, honestly, and built Hollywood. All of our images of Santa Claus and the Coca-Cola Santa Claus. So, the idea of Christmas and even the religiosity in the sense of the mystical religiosity of the Santa Claus figure, man, that's everybody's. That belongs to everybody, that really when you're aiming at something like that, the mystic comes down, you know. So
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, there was a line from like a Christmas episode of a TV show I used to like, where they said something about how Christmas is like the crazy idea that the coldest and darkest nights of the year can be the warmest and brightest, and I always really liked that description.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. I'll absorb that. That's very cool, man.
I think that's what that's what the shows are about, right?
Yeah, they very much are. I mean, it just, you can turn anything around, no matter what bad happens to you or what's going on in the world. You can write a different script. You can live by a different script. I mean, you know, that's what culture is. You know, you create a different script, and hopefully people will subscribe to that rather than fight with each other, you know. So that's the hope. And you know, every year we get to renew that thing. We really we look forward to these six or whatever Christmas shows. By the time our kids come in, we're like, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, well, while I got you on the line, Josiah, what else is going on in Slambovia? You had the great album, Very Unusual Head, that came out, I think that was last year, right? And have you been touring all day long?
Yeah, we have been touring pretty intensely, and crazily, the shows have been all full. You know, like these Christmas shows have been all sold out. So if people want to get tickets to any of these, we're playing the Drake in Massachusetts on Friday night, and then the Crier on Saturday, and then a Roy's Hall next Friday. It's all, you know, close. If anybody finds that one place is sold out, it's just a little jump to the next place. But And what else we're doing is, in January, we're taking the month off, which means we're going to go into the studio and start recording the next album. So I've got a whole bunch of, I've got about three albums ready.
So. Oh, man, that's so exciting.
Yeah, it really is. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary of being the first American band to go to China. So I wrote, you know, an album called Love Songs for China, because I think we better start building the relationship between us and the Chinese people, because things get a little wacky in the political realms of all that stuff. So the people will always bypass the politics if we really connect our hearts. So we did that. There's a video up, if they go online to slambovia.com and scroll down a little bit past the Christmas stuff, where we did a song called Shanghai. We were, you know, like I said, we were the first American band into China, and after we played Shanghai, 1 week later, Shanghai opened up. When we were there, there was one hotel in all of Shanghai. It was pretty primitive, you know.
Yeah.
And then it opened everything up. It was a magic time. So once again, you know,
that is
wild.
You
can rewrite history. Yeah,
I mean, you know,
cool.
I'm sure you've talked this story to death, but for anybody who hasn't heard it before, how did you end up getting that opportunity?
Yeah, it was a very odd thing for us, because what happened was a Japanese band went over there to play, and they acted like a cover band. They learned some Chinese songs, they did some traditional Japanese songs, and they were a big hit over there. And somebody said to them, "Do you know another band like yours that you could bring over?" And they had just seen us. We had just done our tour. We played a big stadium that was not a stadium, a big theater connected to some other band that we knew over there. And then we played this punk club. We had only done those two things while we were in Japan. And this band became major fans of ours. So they thought they were saying, like, who's your favorite band? So they said the Ancestors. And they started courting us, and they saw that we were American, but they took a chance. And it was so successful. I mean, it was really, you know, the footage is up there. You can watch. If you go to watch the video Shanghai, you can see our tour of we were smart enough to take a cameraman with us. So.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that is absolutely wild. And congratulations on the 30-year anniversary. Did you do anything? Did you go back to China for the anniversary?
No, we worked a little bit with the orchestra in New York, the Chinese orchestra in New York, and we haven't been back for quite a long time, so we intend to, and that was a step to just get the wheels rolling in that direction to get back in. We've got a lot of friends, a lot of connections, a lot of famous artists, you know, like Tan Dun, who did Crouching Tiger, and Sui Jin. A lot of those guys are our friends because they know we were that band that came over. So we've been connecting with all those people again to honor that 30-year anniversary.
Well, we will be keeping our eyes out for the Slambovian Circus's return to China, and also for upcoming music. That's really exciting news. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, it's going to be, the next album's going to be cool. Anyway, we really look forward to seeing everybody, you know, at these Christmas shows. So if you need to get lit up and flip your switch, please come out, you know, and see us. We'll be happy to play for you.
It's good for the soul. And that's Town Crier and Beacon on Saturday and Amherst Mass tomorrow night, right?
That's right. That's right, MK. Yeah, thanks for helping us out, for plugging for us. We appreciate that, MK.
Anytime, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Everything to you, too, MK. Take care of yourself.